Number starting.
Oh!
Okay, welcome everyone.
What up, dog?
It is Shire, Jayla, Jessica, and we're missing someone. Taylor.
Taylor's not here right now, so we'll just continue on without her. So.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to it.
Yeah, Cheyenne is starting right. Number one, the question number one.
The question is, so what is it?
Describe the location of China using the maps.
Mountains and rivers and deserts and oceans and all that other stuff,
etc.
Try to find in and around the country. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So read. Of course, as we all know, China is bigger than any. Oh my God!
Bigger than any other country.
China's capital is
Beijing. The capital feature near China is the Yellow Sea, east of China Sea, South China Sea, Philippine Seas. There's a lot of seas here. Northern Pacific Seas. China has like five rivers. They have five rivers, right? The
I think it's missing.
I'm gonna just skip that word river,
or you could just spell it out.
Yeah, I'm gonna just spell it out. Shut up.
No.
B R A H M A P U T R A river, the Mekong River, the Yellow River, the Amur River. I think I'm saying all these wrong, but it doesn't matter. And the Yangtze River. East Asia Sea. The East China Sea. And the Philippine Seas are the
southeast of China.
Yeah.
The Yellow Sea and the Sea of Japan.
And the North Pacific Ocean, and northern of China.
Northeast of China.
No, it says southwest.
Japan is east of China.
Okay.
Okay, well.
Russia.
Now that China. We've got that done.
China
Russia
is China.
Or North
let's,
China.
Now
North
let's.
Okay, what the, whatever.
Okay, Jaylen, you have to describe the location of Japan using maps. And what are some physical features?
Mountains, rivers, desert, oceans, etc. that are found in or around the map.
We don't have to read all that.
Japan is an island. Japan's capital is Tokyo. Japan is surrounded by the Philippine Sea. East China Sea. Sea of Japan.
Cheyenne is currently
Korea,
doing a chicken dance.
Korea straight. and the La Street.
Jaylen just totally butchered all of
now, North and South Korea of China are southwest of Japan. Russ is north end of Japan. Sea of Japan is north of Japan. What? Yellow Sea is northwest of Japan. East China Sea is southwest of Japan. Philippine Sea is south of Japan. And finally, North Pacific Ocean is southeast of Japan.
What?
That was too much.
Get off the floor.
That was too much.
Get off the floor.
That was too much.
Okay.
That was too much, CC.
Sorry, it's your turn again. Do number three. You gotta describe the location of India using maps and some physical features of India.
Okay. Let's see. So, of course, as we all know, I'm pretty sure at least most people know, India is southwest.
Southwest of China.
China.
You can't spell. Right.
India's capital.
No, it's changed because at the bottom it says northwest of India is Pakistan, northeast of India is Nepal and China. So it is changed.
Okay.
Okay.
India has one river named
Ganges.
What, so they have Ganges in the river? Okay. The Arabian Sea, the laxative sea? Is it like the laxatives or something?
I don't know.
Laxative Sea, Bay of Bengal.
Yeah, Bengal is southeast.
Bay of Bengal. Yeah. Are all surrounding India. The Arabian Sea is west of India, and the Laxative Sea is southwest of India. The Bay of Bengal is southwest of India, and northwest of India is Pakistan. Oh my God, this is a lot.
Northwest of India is Nepal and China.
Yeah. Okay. That.
Mother. Okay. No, your turn.
It's my turn.
Okay, yay, Jessica.
North and South Korea. Use the maps.
Okay. North Korea and South Korea may have the same but different names. Chan, what are you doing? Okay. I forgot where I was. Okay. I'm just gonna start from the beginning. North Korea and South Korea may have same name, but different names. Okay, that makes sense. But South Korea has a different capital, and half of it is mostly surrounded by water. North Korea's capital is...
What?
I don't know how to spell this, but I'm just going to spell it out. I'm not saying it. Okay, it's spelled P-Y-O-N-G-Y-A-N-G.
Pyongyang.
Okay, and South Korea's capital is Seoul.
North Korea is surrounded by the Pacific Ocean, or both east of North Korea.
China. You just skipped a line.
I did.
Yeah, it says North Korea's capital is. Okay, now wait. North Korea and South Korea is surrounded by the Sea of Japan and North Pacific Ocean and East China Sea. The Sea of Japan and the North Pacific Ocean are both east of North Korea, what are you doing? You need to sit down. Okay.
I'm just waiting.
Forgot where I was again. Thanks a lot. You messed me up.
Stop.
So the sea of Japan and the North Pacific.
Yeah, it's the Sea of Japan and the North Pacific Ocean are both
east and north.
East of North. Sorry.
Both don't have rivers in the. Oh God! You know what?
Don't have rivers in the country. China and Russia are both north.
How about we just
skip north of that? North and South Korea and Mongolia?
How about we
it's
just
northwest of North and South Korea? Japan is east of North and South Korea. Okay.
How about we just like skip over that spot?
Okay. Yeah. Wait, we gotta do the last one.
Venezuela.
Vietnam.
I just said Venezuela.
Vietnam is mostly surrounded by water. Vietnam has one river, the Mekong River.
The capital
of Vietnam is Hanoi. Hanoi. Vietnam is surrounded by four seas of Gulf of Thailand and the South China Sea, the Gulf of Tonkin and the South China Sea, Laos Thailand, and Cambodia is west of Vietnam, and China is north of Vietnam.
It's Thailand, not Thailand. Okay.
Can you give up on Jalen?
Yeah, we're pretty bad at that because that was Taylor's.
Yeah. Damn. Taylor.
That was Taylor's part, but Taylor isn't here. So we all just had to split the part.
That was really hard.
Jalen, what are you doing?
What's Jalen doing?
Okay. The core is still warm.
It's going to take us like 20 minutes to record this. Okay.
Continue.
Okay, next we have regional concerns and environmental issues.
Wait.
Okay, Jalen's doing something really stupid. Okay. The question is, what are the causes of air pollution in China, and how is air pollution impacting the environment / people who live there? Cheyenne, what do you think? Jalen, what are you doing?
Let's wait for y'all to...
Can you just sit down for like a second? On the floor, not on your knees, on the floor. Was that so hard? Okay. Okay, Cheyenne, let me ask you again. What do you think are some causes of air pollution in China?
Chemicals. Chemicals. They're burning coal.
Fossil fuels, Yeah, all that smoke that comes up for burning the coal and fossil fuels is really impacting the environment, like, bad.
Terribly.
And because...
Because of that, now it's leaking into their bloodstreams and their lungs and killing them and giving them heart attacks.
And other heart issues. Yeah, there's also a lot of heavy industry in China.
Which causes so much air pollution.
Yeah, which causes so much air pollution because they all burn coal. Most of them burn coal, at least. And actually, the smoke can cause cancer, heart disease, stroke, and respiratory sickness.
Oh, that's bad.
And pretty sure it's impacting all the animals. All the animals and stuff. Alright, yeah, we're moving on.
We can't do this
we're
anymore.
We're moving on now because we've already taken 13 minutes.
Jalen,
okay.
It's your turn.
Huh? Okay. Number two?
Yeah, number two.
Alright, what are the causes of river pollution and the gangs? Okay.
Miss Lily isn't here right now.
Ma'am, Miss Lily is not here right now. She's somewhere. I think she's in Miss Falls or I don't know where she is.
Oh my!
See, like these kids, I hate these kids.
The causes of river pollution in the gangs are over extraction of
groundwater.
Of groundwater. This helps pollute the water, trash, and sewage. Over extraction of water helps with pollution of the water because the water is constantly being taken and used. This is bad because the water isn't given a chance to replace the water which been taken from it, thus resulting in the natural cleansing of arsenic being weakened. That risks the health of everyone
that drinks the water.
Which is 75 million.
What? Million people.
Yeah. Sewage. Yeah, whatever. And trash pollution is caused by the highly polluted cities.
It's caused by the highly populated cities
of India. The river pollution of trash and sewage affect the people's water that they use for cooking, bathing, and other everyday things.
This majorly affects people's health because even though it is polluted, they still use the water.
All of the animals and fish that live off of or in the river of Ganges are in danger of dangerous trash and chemicals that could lead to death.
This could lead to death. And I'd also like to say that it didn't write down on the computer, but I like to say that there are certain species that live in the river that only live there, and because of the pollution, they could be endangered. And next, we have, what are you guys doing? What are you doing? Cheyenne, it's your turn.
Chicken.
Okay.
No, make the little.
Wick.
Next, we got what are causes of the river pollution in
Yangtze, Tianjin.
Okay, yeah. How is the river pollution impacting the environment / people who live there?
The cause of water pollution in agriculture. Sewage and
42% of the country's sewage and 45% of its industrial waste.
You just skipped the whole entire line.
Where? No, I didn't.
Yes, you do.
Where?
Weighs 90, specifically 92 of nitrogen at the Yangtze.
92% of nitrogen that is in the Yangtze is from agriculture. 42% of the country's sewage and 45% of its industrial waste is poured into the river.
The river pollution is affecting the environment.
Similarly to any water system.
And that is
being polluted.
I'm not done. But the environment has suffered serious consequences because of the pollution. For example, drinking water quality for both humans and wildlife has decreased because of the suspended
substances in the water.
An additional problem would be that slower flowing and
shallower water has been an even worse amount of pollution. Has an even higher amount of pollution.
Okay. I don't know how I'm going to get through this.
Okay, it's my turn next, and this is the last one on regional concerns and environmental issues. What? Yeah, we're going to take like a whole hour to do this. Okay. What are advice precautions you would give to people who are visiting China and or India and will be around a lot of... Cheyenne, why did you just say him? It is harassment and abuse. Okay, we're just going to pretend that didn't happen. what advice / precautions would you give to people who are visiting China and or India and will be around the water pollution / air pollution? If you are visiting China or India, I would say take safety precautions with the air and water. Like, duh.
Because
pollution.
Pollution!
For example, wearing a mask for industrial use or a regular face mask that those countries usually sell is recommended because the masks help filter out the air, which has all the pollution in it. Miss Murphy just poked her head in again, like for the fourth time.
You're taking too long.
Yeah. You could also pre-order them online, the masks.
Okay, no one cares about that part.
Okay, Cheyenne. Okay, Cheyenne.
So, population and lifestyle.
Cheyenne, no, I'm not done yet.
I said we were going to forget about them. Okay.
You guys are so childish. I like to say that I'm no better.
I want to touch something. Something
Okay, no, Jalen. No, also, for the water pollution, I'd say that you absolutely should not drink water from the country. Speaking of this, from China and India, when I went to Mexico, I had to bring our own water because I couldn't drink the water there or else I would get really sick.
And die?
Okay. yeah, so I recommend that you should bring bottled water from your country because you don't want to take the chance of drinking or bathing in polluted acid water. Next is population and lifestyle.
What was that?
It was the clock. Next.
Oh, wow. I did not. Tell me
how
you do the
next one. Come on, population and lifestyle, Cheyenne. And then Cheyenne doesn't have a lot on her. Never mind. Cheyenne, hurry up.
Hurry up, and then we can end the video.
The question is, what is the population of China? Looking at the map, where do most people live in China? Why do you think most people live in the area?
Let's see here. Yeah, so see. most of the population is in
Yangtze Delta,
the Pearl River Delta area, and on the
Chengdu Plains. The population of China
is 1.42 billion. That's a lot of people.
That is a lot.
That's why they put the law of, like, you can only have 2 children.
Mm-hmm. And you'll chop their heads off. Oh, okay, Cheyenne. what is the most population? Wait. Yeah, what is the most population of India? Looking at the map, where do most people live in India? Why do you think most people in the area live in there? Live there, yes. Okay, most people in India live in Delhi. The population of India is 1.37 billion. Most people live there because all of the resources they need are there.
Yeah.
Your turn, Jalen.
Read the question.
What is the population of Japan?
Japan.
In Japan. Most people live in Tokyo because of all the technology and advanced materials. The amount of people in Japan has decreased from... From form has decreased form. What?
Cheyenne just made a typo.
127,094,745 people to 126.71 million.
You're a terrible reader. That is a drastic change. Actually, yeah, it's like 1 million less people.
That's sad.
That's all most people be doing. Shh. Yeah.
Okay.
Punishment is gonna be.
So, what are some popular jobs and businesses or industries in China, Jessica?
Cheyenne, the most popular jobs in China is mining and ore processing, iron, steel, aluminum, and other metals, coal machine building. What is that?
Armaments.
I think I made another type.
Armaments.
Yeah.
Armaments.
Okay.
And transportation. What are you doing, Jalen?
And transportation equipment.
Yeah. Wait.
Okay, next.
Ah.
What are some popular jobs, businesses, and or industries? Wait, no. What are some popular, yeah, in Japan? Mm-hmm. Cheyenne, Jalen, you have to read this part.
What, number
five.
Six?
Number five.
Five?
Okay.
What are some popular jobs, businesses, or industries in Japan? Some popular industries in Japan are advancing technology, electronic equipment, steel, and non-ferrous metals, ships, chemical, textiles, and processed foods.
Ew, don't do that.
What are some popular jobs, businesses, and or industries in India? And, well, Cheyenne's chewing on her sleeve. Some of the popular industries in India are scam businesses. I mean, it's probably not the most popular, but...
Scam
but
businesses.
But most of the scam businesses actually have made a lot of money. And it's easy to get people's money because... Because scams. Okay, next.
In Vietnam. Popular jobs in Vietnam are food processing, shoes, machine building, coal, steel, cement. Yeah, whatever.
And
chemical fertilizer.
Regional diversity.
I'm gonna start this
is
time.
Last.
All right. Give information about. Yeah, whatever. It started 2,500 years ago. Siddhartha Gautama's 150,000 Buddhist and meditation and wisdoms.
Yep, that was some background information about Buddhism.
It's Buddhism. Well,
sorry. Buddhism. Okay.
Well, probably
how many
like
people practice Buddhism daily or globally?
There are over 500 million people that practice Buddhism. There are 11 countries: Sri Lanka, Myanmar,
Thailand,
Cambodia,
not Thailand.
And Laos, and Mahayana. Siddhartha Gautama, the Buddha, has born into a royal family in present day Nepal over 2,500 years ago.
Okay, just stop, Jim.
Oh, yeah.
2,500 years
ago. Maybe go over it.
Okay, some background information about Hinduism. Some background information about Hinduism. It started 4,000 years ago in India. Ancient people called Aryan.
Huh?
How do you spell that? How do you say that?
Aaron?
Yeah,
where?
It's just Aaron. Okay, these people started it. The main Hindu texts are the Vedas and their supplements, books based on the Vedas.
Yeah.
Hindus celebrate many holy days, but the Festival of Lights,
Diwali.
Diwali is the best known.
How much practice Hinduism globally?
Can I finish?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I mean, start.
Yeah, go ahead.
How many people practice Hinduism globally?
Which countries in Southern and Eastern Asia practice Hinduism?
Did you just read this one? Okay, no. It
exists among significant populations outside the subcontinent. Continent
has over
900 million
adherents
worldwide.
Hinduism basic beliefs.
The fundamental teaching.